Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 17th. You'll be interested to know, 122 years ago, today in 1903, Wilbur and Orgo Reich made the first controlled, sustained-powered flight near Kitty Hawk, lifting their machine into the air and traveling a short distance under pilot control. That breakthrough demonstrated that human heavier-than-air flight was achievable and set the foundation for modern aviation, inspiring innovations in transportation, engineering, and global connectivity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 20 degrees with 12 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:07. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 44 and a moderate southwest wind around 12 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 32. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 30 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 9:15 with a low tide just after 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 50 and light southwest winds, but rain arrives after 8 p.m. with a low around 40 and south winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Friday will be a wet and windy day with highs near 58 and southwest winds 14 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 46. Then cooler Saturday with highs near 39 and a low Saturday night near 31 with a slight chance of snow. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, 9 weeks after Governor Maura Healey requested a review, the Department of Public Utilities opened an investigation into all delivery charges on electric and gas bills in Massachusetts. This probe will examine the causes of bill volatility and promote a greater understanding of rates for customers, enabling them to take greater control over their energy bills. The investigation will explore establishing limits on monthly charge increases and whether certain charges should be eliminated or redesigned as fixed charges. As residents and businesses faced rising utility bills, Healey emphasized that families cannot afford unexpected high costs. The first phase will investigate delivery-related charges, while the second phase will focus on utility bill design and billing practices. Now on to sports. The NFL playoff bracket is going to have fewer familiar faces this season. Thanks to the Kansas City Chiefs' loss to the Los Angeles Chargers, they have been eliminated from playoff contention. For the first time since the 1998 campaign, the postseason will not feature either Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or Patrick Mahomes. While Manning and Brady are retired, Mahomes has kept the streak alive in recent years. However, this season has been different, with the Chiefs struggling to a 6-win and 8-loss record. Mahomes' injury adds uncertainty to at least part of his 2026 campaign. In local sports, Bruins forward Morgan Geeky scored a pair of goals, and goaltender Jeremy Swayman stopped 20 shots on Tuesday night, helping the Bees secure a strong 4-1 victory over Utah, marking their 5th win in their last 6 games. Casey Mittelstadt and Michael A. Cement also scored, While David Pastrnak provided a pair of assists as the Bruins returned from a 3-game road trip to open a 5-game homestand with a win. Defenseman Charlie McAvoy made his return to the TD Garden ice after surgery, wearing a face shield. The Bruins will host Edmonton on Thursday night. In top news, there will be, no doubt, many occupations that we cannot even imagine today. But here are four that seem possible. Artificial intelligence technology is going to transform how we live and work in ways we cannot begin to imagine today. While it may make some jobs obsolete, it will also create whole new jobs centered on the technology and its advances. One potential role is the AI explainer, an expert who translates complex AI concepts into plain language. Another is the AI chooser, who helps companies select appropriate AI systems for various tasks. Auditors and cleaners will address bias in AI decisions, while trainers will use AI to tailor employee education. These jobs are just the beginning, as AI will create countless new roles and opportunities. In business news, stock futures slid as traders absorbed shaky U.S. economic data. The S&P 500 futures decreased by 0.2%. NASDAQ 100 futures fell by 0.3%, while futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 79 points. Or roughly 0.2%. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its November job report, showing the economy shed 105,000 jobs in October. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, its highest since September 2021. However, 64,000 jobs were added in November, surpassing the Dow Jones estimate of 45,000. Bob Elliott, CEO of Unlimited Funds, stated, "This is probably not the time to be bulked up on stocks." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just over $87,000. Ethereum is unchanged at about $2,900. And XRP is up 3% to $1.92. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Robinhood is making its biggest bet yet on the convergence of artificial intelligence and prediction markets, unveiling an AI-powered investing assistant and sports trading tools. CEO Vlad Tenev stated, "Robinhood is ushering in a new era in which AI and prediction markets will come together to change the future of finance and news." Since the prediction markets feature launched, more than 1 million customers have traded 11 billion contracts. Customers asked for more, prompting an emphasis on prediction markets in the announcement. The hub will allow dollar-based trading and thousands of live events across various sectors, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Robinhood is also launching Cortex, an on-platform AI assistant to chat through trading ideas. And in entertainment news, the Prime Video adaptation of the beloved post-apocalyptic video game, Fallout, premieres its second season this week. This season, it leaves behind California for New Vegas, featuring new monsters and villains, but the same trio of protagonists. Walton Goggins returns as the ghoul who grapples with his identity while searching for his family. Lucy, played by Ella Purnell, faces challenges in her quest to find her abducted father. With weekly episodes, viewers will have nearly 2 months to engage with the evolving narrative. As the season unfolds, pressing questions surrounding corporate conspiracies and character motivations emerge. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and aviation pioneer, Wilbur Wright. And he said, "It is possible to fly without motors, but not without knowledge and skill." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.